Hello, everyone, and welcome to our conference call for our Durango Spiritual Science Center and our worldwide ESP lab. And we want to welcome each and every one of you. This call is being recorded. So say something funny or say something inspirational or take a harmonica out of your pocket, sing along, play along. Blessed be with the power of the light. We're going to start out with a song today.
Wash away my trouble, wash away my pain, with the rain shambles light. Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame, with the rain shambles light. Hallelujah.
Ooh, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Barking in the background was the puppy.
Is she singing along or being a critic?
Yeah, kind of the combo pack. I think she's singing along, but other people saying she doesn't like my harmonica playing. So, here we are together. And if you have your newsletter, you might pick it up and touch your power star. The power star is a symbol of infinity. Within the middle of it, you have an eight-pointed star that has a sun and a moon and a Venus. It has an eight-pointed star that has a sun and a moon and a Venus. And that sun represents the light and the giving power of the force. The moon represents the receptive, the receiving side of the force. Venus represents love, which is on both sides of the force. And the different symbols on our power star, each one correspond with a supernatural divine power as reflected in the cosmos of our local solar system, as the power of, as we mentioned, the Sun and the Moon and Venus. And then we have a Mars point, which in the lab we refer to as Nurgle. We have a solar point, which we refer to as Ra. We have a Venus point, which we refer to as Ishtar. The Earth point, which we refer to as Pan and or Osiris. A Jupiter point for the sky. A Mercury point, which we have many names for that intellectual pursuit. And a Saturn point and the Moon. These are all universal forces that make up our solar system. And in the context that we are a microcosm of the macrocosm, we are a drop of water in the ocean of spirit, and we are the universe, and we are the solar system. So these symbols are a reminder of the Mars point, which is the red ray, which is energy, action, passion, life, love, blood, our chemistry. Moving to the orange point, and these go right up the chakras. So if we start with the power star of the newsletter, and then focus on the power grid that is our human body with our spiritual body, we move from our root chakra, which is the red ray, up to the solar plexus, which is the orange. Right above that, that's the spleen. Going up to the solar plexus is the yellow chakra, or the love chakra. Moving up to the heart chakra, or the green chakra, where we experience oneness with all green growing things. Moving up to our throat chakra, which is the blue chakra, which is the sky, creativity, electric blue, freedom, success, power chakra. And lifting it right up to our brow chakra, our Merlin point, our indigo fire of higher mind and higher teachers, which we call many names, Mercury, Thoth, Hermes, Merlin are all some of them. As we reach to our crown chakra, which we have the violet light, that is the Saturn ray, one name for which is Bast, the great limiting force, the ability to say no, the power of discipline, teaching, learning through contraction, manifestation through limitation. And we reach above our head to the higher aspect of our being, the white light, the moon ray, the emotions, the feelings, the subconscious, the water of life. And as we touch the power star in our newsletter and the power grid within ourselves, we say, let us be blessed and come join the party. Let's play very hearty. Let's know our battles are already won. And for this, we give thanks. As we celebrate living the charmed life now, let us live with new forward moving success, with love, peace, joy, protection, prosperity, creativity, good health, and good energies, just pouring into our personal life experiences, accepting the bounty of spirit help and the bounty of the universe. So let us touch our power star in our newsletter, and let us contact the spiritual power within, in our spiritual grid, in our cosmic tree of life, as we receive spiritual renewal with successful manifestation of all that is needed and more. Let there be new rainbows and waves with rivers and stream, buckets and wheelbarrows full of money, good feedback, fresh inquiries, positive publicity, success stories, and loving harmony just pouring in. Let's touch our power star within and without our grid of light, our grid of life, and let us receive a new connection with spiritual forces. As we are thankful of our many, many blessings, so let us breathe, relax, smile, enjoy, accept, and win, knowing that this day is a precious gift. And so it is. So we welcome you to our spiritual gathering today, and we welcome you to the Astral Spiritual Center every day, because our work in the physical is one aspect of our work. Our work in the spiritual, in the non-manifested areas of thought and spirit, is another part of our work. And so wherever you are, you can tune in to spirit, because spirit is all around you and within you. So mote it be. I'd like to turn and let us do a little meditation on the blue light. And the blue light, in the way we look at things in our physical bodies, is housed in our throat chakra. And so if you will tune in to the power of the blue light within you, the infinite blue of the sky, the infinite blue of the ocean. Let us open ourselves to spirit. Let us open ourselves to strength, health, power, and peace with infinite creativity as we turn to the sparkling power of the blue light. Now let's make this an extra light attunement period for each day of December. Hopefully, let us turn to the light multiple times every day. Let us turn to the light upon arising. Let us turn to the light as we turn to rest. And when we have a moment to catch our breath, let's turn to the light. And if we can add a focused blue light meditation, that's what we're doing today. So let us know that we are uplifted and helped by participating. So let's find a peaceful place in which to relax and focus your attention on the infinite source of all. Breathe deep and turn to the light within. Feel the light. Experience the light. Know there's always a response from the infinite. Feel a shaft of white light beaming down on you, joyfully, lovingly. Bask in the light and see it sparkling your aura clean from any pain, poverty, disease, and any and all negative thoughts. Feel it cleansing your aura. Turn sparkling blue. And affirm with me, I feel the electric blue light flooding my aura and beingness with its super cleansing, healing, transformative growth and strength, with spirituality, with effectiveness, with clarity, with prosperity, with fun and enthusiasm, with attraction, freedom, relaxation, sensuality, perspective, healing power, and psychic, spiritual, and material plane growth. Fill our souls with laughter, personal magnetism, creativity, humor, joy, ectoplasm, and more fun as it burns, loves, laughs away, purifies, and completely annihilates anything in or near us that is blocking our ability to manifest wonderful progress in all areas of our lives. Let the light bring each one of us wonderful drive and loving inspiration for effectiveness, good health, charisma, and success. Let us each one be filled full to the happy overflowing point now, and let us gladly share our good and direct the energy to flow out to all of our today's special night light members, and especially, and then through each one's personal experiences to our ESP Lab USA International, and to each one of us, especially those participating now. Let us feel a wonderful surge of fresh power as the great circuit is completed and the energy flows back to us into our personal lives from our ESP lab. Thanks for the privilege of sharing the light. Now let there be the sparkling blue light of life for me and you. So mote it be. I'm going to read Linda Savage's Winter Solstice article. It's short. I would say it's short like me, but I'm not that short except compared to Glenn. And then everybody is short. Winter Solstice is upon us. It is a turning point. It is the beginning of the solar year, and the light returns, and the days begin getting longer. And it represents the beginning of a new light cycle. So let's let go of the old that holds us back and prepare for the new light and stay high with good cheer throughout the dark days between now and the new solar year. This is by my friend, Dr. Linda Savage, who is one of our board members and a minister of our organization. Here is her article on winter solstice. The winter solstice, December 21st in the Northern Hemisphere, is one of the most important celestial events of the year. In all cultures, this phenomenon was celebrated in some way. People knew that winter could be hard, so they found a way to feel hope in the period of dark. It stands to reason that cultures would make this period a festival of lights. In Celtic societies, Yule was a time to gather in families around warm fires with a Yule log burning. In Scandinavia, a girl representing Santa Lucia wears a crown of lighted candles to this day. Festivals of light exist in virtually all indigenous cultures, and is just as important in the traditions of the Southern Hemisphere, where winter solstice occurs in June. In our culture, there is much emphasis on the light, and we have gotten away from understanding the balance of opposites and often fear the dark. However, the wise elders found darkness to simply be the other side of light, considering the following aspects of darkness. The image of yin with its center of white within black, the shadow side of our psyche, the release of our consciousness into dreaming, and the emergent creative power of the void. The following lyrics really capture this well, and I don't know the song, so I'm going to have to read them. On the longest night, we search for the light, and we find it deep within. And we open our eyes, we embrace what is wise, and see the light of our souls stirring, shining. Enter the night and you'll find the light that will carry you to your dreams. Enter the night, let your spirit take flight in the field of infinite possibilities. Since honoring the light is so important at ESP Lab, we can make this a special time for attunement with spirit. Try lighting a candle in a darkened room and notice how the illumination is magnified. Then recite your favorite chant and feel it carry you to your dreams. Happy Yule, everyone. So now what we're going to do is read just a short couple of paragraphs on ESP and Christmas by Al Manning, and then we'll turn to a more ceremonial part of the conference call in which we will light another candle symbolizing the increase of the light and the power of the light. We will hold up our chalice to the universe to be filled with the creative, loving power of the light, and then we'll burn our prayers in togetherness, affirming that all those participating will receive a benefit. So now, from good old Al Manning, I'll let you know that besides being the founder of our group and running the organization for 40 years, Al Manning was a good friend. I did have the opportunity of studying with him for some 30 years before he passed on, and I met him originally the spring after my own physical father died, and he became a father figure and a mentor to me, and he still mentors us from the other side. When ESP Lab formed in 1965, about a month after the Spiritual Science Church, its first stated intention was to prove the existence of life after death. Al has done that in a number of ways. Like the time when a week after his death, and I received a several-year-old email from him reminding me that I would take over the lab if something happened to him. So anyway, I'm not alone like that. Spirit is around us. Spirit is multidimensional. You know, I believe, and in spiritual science, we believe that we are spirits in a body rather than the other way around. Our spirit goes on. Al is still with us. And this is his little short ESPN Christmas message in the newsletter that he wrote for 40 years. And now we've been doing it another 7 years, so we're keeping the feeling going. The whole of the Bible contains much spirit contact and many other forms of ESP. Of course, the three wise men were Zoroastrian astrologers who had predicted the birth of a new avatar. Then there was the birth in 4 BC. The Romans always mess with the calendar, but that's another story. With all sorts of angelic appearances. Angel is just another name for good spirit. Lots of modern people commune with spirits every day. In my book, Helping Yourself with ESP, we go into happy detail about all of this. It's a good place to start or get back into the scheme of things. The psychic ability or mediumship of Jesus is lots of fun. Like when he met the lady at the well and told her, "You have had five husbands and the man you are living with now is not married to you." This is all fresh and alive right now. We experience just miracles just about every day here at ESP Lab. We believe in the words of Jesus, "These works that I do shall you do, and greater works shall you do." Read Al's ESP series at www.esplab.com. Come exercise your ESP and grow with us. So before we get into the ritual, I want to just remind everyone about Venus retrograde. Not that it is the most pleasant of subjects, but it's kind of like it's just part of life. And if you think about it, we're all connected, and you are a solar system. You have a solar system of chakras. Your palm is a reflection of the solar system. It shows. If you take a look at your palm, you'll see your Venus, your Mars, your Sun, your Moon, and how they appear in your hand is a reflection of your cosmic blueprint as you were born and you entered into the world. But anyway, the point is, you are connected to the stars. You are a microcosm of the macrocosm. And the solar system itself is a version of you, if you want to count in reverse. So what Venus is doing impacts us. If there's a solar flare, it impacts us. If there's a full moon, it impacts us. And Venus is the planet that is connected to the love chakra, or to love, or to physical procreation. And it is a very powerful phenomenon. And once every year and a half, Venus goes retrograde. And when that happens, it's like Venus takes a vacation. And the tendency will be for most people to feel this. For most people to feel dissatisfied with their life, how, where they are, who they are. Live in Hawaii, you want to move to the mainland. If you're Jewish, you want to convert to Catholicism. If you're married, you want to divorce. It doesn't matter. There's just a general dissatisfaction level. The unfortunate thing, it hits right as we hit winter solstice, but at least we have more light working with us. And it's going to last from winter solstice all the way until the end of January. So when we hit the Chinese New Year of the horse, the energy has shifted and we can go back to thinking and feeling more normally. The caution is it can make people very vulnerable and emotional, can stir things up. The watchword is stay friends with your friends. Don't move and keep things as they are as you march toward a new and better beginning. So now we're going to shift gears, and we're going to invoke Spirit to be with us in an additional way. One teacher of mine, I said, well, if Spirit is always with us and Spirit is everywhere, what difference does it make if you light a candle or not? Or what difference does it make if you say a prayer or not? And what she said is that when you invoke Spirit, then it becomes more present. So Spirit is always there with us, and Spirit is always within all things, but when we invoke it, it becomes more present. So as we light this candle and put it on the altar in the east, we invoke the power of Spirit, the rainbow blessed power of Spirit, the power of love, the power of creativity, the power of good energy, the power of spiritual and cosmic energy, by whatever name. We welcome you into this circle that we may share the light and be the light in togetherness. I am the light, gonna meet the light, only goodness shall result. I am the light, gonna meet the light, only goodness shall result. And as we turn and tune in with the light, let the light be more real for each one of us. May the light expand in our mind and in our spirit with laughter and love and good positive energy that attracts to us everything we need and more. And so now we are going to hold up our prayers, knowing that the power of the light is more present now. And we have a bucket of recent conversations and mail and checks from lab members, so we're putting that right here with us too. And we're going to know that part of my prayer is for the success and well-being of the ESP Laboratory and each and every one of us, as we know that we are the light, going to meet the light, and goodness shall result. I say, let there be light. Higher power, send the light to we. Higher power, send the lush green light to we. Bathe us with your growth and love and send abundance from above. Heal our bodies and affairs and bring creative thoughts to bear. Higher power, send the light that sets us free. You want to burn your prayer? Got a local prayer burning going on, and I ask each one of you who has your prayer to burn it up in the prayer bowl and know that it is so. Higher power, Rama, Agni, Madre, Grande, lovely spirit, spirit of the great white light, burn away our psychic night, let us feel your loving care. Bring us joy and love to share. Make of us your willing tools. Let fulfillment be the rule. That to all will be a light, saving others from the night. Higher power, Madre Grande, Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. Sweep away the things that harm. Let them cause us no alarm. Higher power, God Almighty, Madre Grande, Rama Agni, send the light that sets us free. So mote it be. Now we're offering up this cup, this little glass of water, water which is the symbol of life, water which is the symbol of everything we need and more. And we offer this chalice with the water to the Spirit and ask Spirit, which provides all things, which provides every breath every drop of rain, every star that shines. We ask the creative power of spirit to pour forth the bounty of the universe, the love and laughter of the universe, the creativity of the universe, the strength, good health, and happiness with positive energy into this glass of water, that we may each touch in with the power of spirit and be blessed. If you have another person there, you might say, share with me this water of life and pass the chalice.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm taking the last bit of the water and putting it in the Great Dane puppy bowl and say, be blessed. Share with me this water of living light. Now, let us feel the positive energy of the light. Breathe deep and accept the bounty of the universe. Breathe out. Let go of pain, poverty, disease, and lack. Breathe in. Breathe in the power of the universe. Breathe out. Breathe out any lack, negativity, fear, worry, pain, discouragement. Breathe in. Breathe in the power of the universe. Breathe out. Breathe out any limitations, any lack, any fear, any worry. Let go. I declare that we are all blessed beyond our ability to even understand it. I declare that the creative power of the universe is embracing each one of us with new light, new love, and new truth, and new joy, and new good experiences right now. I declare that the armor, the full armor of the love of God surrounds and protects each one of us, that we will weather whatever storms there are in the physical world and the physical body. I declare love, light, laughter, illumination, inspiration, creation for each one of us with all that is needed and more. And I say, blessed be. Now, I am going to stretch out my hand, and I am going to be one with this fire of spirit that's dancing on the altar. I'm going to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the good spirits who are gathered here to help us. Thank you for your love, for your friendship, for your help. Thank you for a good 2013. Thank you for a better 2014. And as I prepare to extinguish the fire, I say it is done in togetherness. It is finished in togetherness, for we have declared it in togetherness with Mother Nature and the powers that be, with the stars above and the earth below. It is so. And now I reach up to the great sky above me, and I pull the spiritual energy of the sky into my being, saying, the sky loves me. And I reach to the earth beneath me, and I pull it into me, saying, the earth loves me. And we reach out to all life everywhere and declare, all life loves me. So mote it be. And now I extinguish the flame, invoking the universal force of light, laughter, love, good fortune, good spirituality, and more. And we know as this flame becomes extinguished, it is only a symbol of the greater light that burns within each one of us. And where the light is once invoked, the light is ever more present. All righty then. Short and sweet. All right, well, I'm going to turn off the recording, and we can talk for a minute if anyone wants to.
Amy, the